very much. Whatever we can do to hurry spring along is a good thing. So keep at it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Loretta, thanks for bringing in the picture of Cal's painting this morning. It's really nice work of art there. I forgot. I didn't mention when I was speaking about earlier that Calvin also, he also served on the search committee that that brought me here about 20 years ago. So I owe in part to him my presence and my ministry here. So thank you for that. Thank you for your generosity. Our words for reflection this morning are by the River Bruce Southworth. O source of all, first we would give thanks that life yet flows on through our arteries and veins, and that the gift of life, so often taken for granted, remains ours. For the ability to love, we give thanks. Even though the pain of loved ones lost is a great price, it is not too high. For insight of intellect, we give thanks. And we rejoice that we share diverse talents, skills, and artistry. For cycles of life, night and day, seasons of the year, rest and action, we also give thanks. We would also call to mind personal burdens, worldly concerns, secret hopes, shared dreams. For those troubled by heavy hearts, we ask a welcome lifting of the weight and a measure of responding love. For those troubled by agonies of the mind, we would welcome moments of quiet and stillness. For those troubled by ills of the flesh, we hope for the body's natural healing to take root wherever possible. And may courage come for every trial which many await. This day, then, such are our hopes, dreams, prayers, and aspirations. For renewed peace, for strength, for vision. Always made with the keen awareness that we live not for ourselves alone. And that ever greater deeds of kindness and justice await us. Each one, every day, until life's end. Spend a few moments in silent reflection on these words. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.